Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother, Elohim, coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Yes, I am. Today's talk, we're talking about society news. Now, what good news do we have for you about the society? Well, first, we would like to do a little assertion. You know, As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on doing what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the lightning, and I will get what I want. Okay? Now, last week, let's go through the mass a little bit. Last week, we talked about rituals, why they're necessary. Is it a good way to teach children as far as rituals are concerned, right? And we also mentioned the fact that we need more radio participation, you know. We need more people checking in on radio so that we can get some feedback on what's going on. We do need feedback on what's happening and what you think about society and what's going on, okay? Now, we still have those of you who are waiting for packages. Your money was came in a little late, so we got them. And we're putting the package together for you now, okay? So you'll be getting them soon. And what else? That's about it. A reference to everything. All the supplies are in. We got the cup, the hat, the T-shirt. The coat of arms is done. All of you have seen it. We're putting out. We're sending the coat of arms out every day. Well, not every day. On Monday. Monday we send out the coat of arms with the message, okay? And, I wrote on the CDs. I was having a problem with that, but we worked all that out, okay? Now, all right, now let's talk about the society. On Monday, I don't actually expect to do a one-hour talk, but I will if that's what you want. It seems like that's what you want, so that's what I'll do, okay? Now, remember, our slogan is not to act and make others feel good. What are we doing out there to make others feel good? We have to focus on that, okay? So this week we're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about basically we'll be talking about society and what's going on within the society, you know, how the society works. I'm putting this stuff out of the airway. I still don't have a secure channel to lock everybody into, you know. We might start having the Zoom meetings. But that's not a secure. That's not secure either. The tower that I bought. I still haven't. We got that working properly. So we need you to come up with some ideas so that we can have a secure talk with each other. There's some things we need to talk about in society that I really don't want to broadcast all over the place. So we have to come up with a better way to secure what we're doing, okay? Now, I'm going to just go back over a little bit of what we talked about last week. Just to recap, you know, we talked about rituals. And in college, they call it discipline. And in church, they call it rituals, right? So the rituals sort of bind everything together and bring people together. But it's something that you can do every day. Religiously, you know, means that you really, it's in you to make sure you get this done. And this is basically how you set the schedules up, because the rituals are designed to create a certain vibratory frequency to keep you moving forward, keep you doing what you have to do, you know. And that frequency that you do in the daytime, it sort of sets tone for the whole day. Like when a Muslim get up and pray, you know, just set the tone for a whole day. You know, nothing is on their shoulders. They're free. Everything is somebody else's will. They just flowing along, you know, for the whole day, you know. Our rituals are different. It doesn't put you in a position where you're totally dependent on some one entity to do what you have to do. You follow what I'm saying? But you are getting help from the universe, because the universe works for you. So when you make your assertion, you're not making a prayer requesting. You make an assertion telling the universe what you want and what you want to get done. This is what our rituals are for. Our rituals are to get you used to being in command of the universal force. All right, being in command of the power that you're carrying within, and you are carrying power. Elohim is here to give you a wake-up call. I'm calling myself Elohim, but we're all Elohim. See, Elohim is all of us. I want to make that known so that everybody will know what's going on, you know, God, O-I-M. And that's why we reverence the Bible, because the Bible is a great book of keys. If you're looking at it as a key, as key, it's a great book of keys. So that's why we sort of lean to the Bible all the time. The key to the book is Psalm 82. Psalm 82, and the key to you awakening is the teachings of Jesus. Oh, man, everybody say, oh, man, not that again. But it's a way that you have to read those teachings. You can't read those teachings with the thought process of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. They weren't conscious enough to explain what Jesus was saying. I'm just telling you, they won't. You're 2,000 years up from these guys, right? You have a greater conscious understanding of everything. And if you, and Jesus is out there. Now, if you go through those books, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, and you only read what they say that Jesus said. Now, some books they have that written in red, but some King James Version. They have what they said that Jesus said written in red, you know? So if you read that all the way through, Mark, Matthew, John, you'll have a DNA awakening. At least I had a DNA awakening. What does that mean? A DNA awakening means that you're able to read your DNA and past, present, and future information is in your DNA. This is why they're pushing so hard to get copies of your DNA. It ain't that they just want to tell where you come from and where you've been and all that. All of us have certain information in our DNA that others don't have. Hello? Yeah, they searching for information. Now that they know how to read your DNA, they're trying to pressure everybody, you know? I don't know where you come from and what land you belong to and all that. You know what I mean? Because they want copies of your DNA. You know, I wouldn't be surprised that there'll come a time when they'll make it mandatory to have a DNA sample on file for everybody. You know, so that, well, they'll come up with some kind of good excuse to fight crime and the better, you know. If something goes wrong, like if you have fingerprints and all that, you know what I mean? They'll run the same game on you. But they know what they're doing because they know who they are. The Bible, they know who they are. And this is what you have to do. You have to begin to know who you are, okay? Now, we got a little bit of news out there. The coronavirus is, starting to decline in cases and deaths, you know, and you got that many people dying every day with the coronavirus, you know, and for some people to sit up and say, I'm not going to wear a mask. Actually, before the coronavirus even hit, as dirty as the air is, we should have been wearing masks anyway. You know, I wanted to wear my mask before the coronavirus even hit, but, you know, it kind of looked kind of silly walking around with a mask on, and nobody know what the reason for, you know. But, but people are, you know, they get caught up in the cult thing. See, the cult thing is when you have somebody that you listen to without checking out what they're saying, without doing your own research. You have to do your own research. Now, I say some things that the scientists don't have the technology even verify whether it's true or false. But most of the stuff that I say, you can check it out, look it up, find out some information about it, you know. There's evidence to what I say all around you, you know, so it won't be too hard to even find it from there. Well, they're starting to slow down the internet too, so that's becoming a problem. You're not going to get your questions answered like you did before, you know. And that becomes a problem. So we're going to have to, it's all about control, all right? Now, there's a lot of things I want to say on the political side that we have a day for politics. I think that's Friday we talk about politics, you know. Now politics is Wednesday. So we talk about politics on Wednesday. Now, today is Monday, so we're dealing with society information and questions. We want to field questions about the society, what society is. If you're not asking me questions, then you got me talking for an hour, which is okay. I don't mind. I can talk about this all day, so it's good. You know, just remember that if you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one on the dial and let me know that you're there. Let me know that you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic, okay? There. Is it good? Now, let me just recap on some of the questions that we went over last week so that we'd be on the same page, you know? When we're talking about the rituals, rituals are a system of training. You train your children from rituals, you know? When they get up in the morning, what's the first thing they do? from the time they get up and the time they go to bed. What time they study, what time they do everything. You can turn it into a ritual. A ritual is just something that you do to get you in the vibratory frequency to move out in the best possible order for the day, you know? Now, just because we're saying the ritual, it doesn't mean that we're talking about Islam or Christianity, that there are rituals and a ritual, you know? It's not even associated with religion. That's what I'm saying, but it's just something that you do ritualistically to get your vibrations tuned up mentally and physically so that you can move out with your day and be in better core with your day, you know? Some people have little different things that they do every day to that becomes their ritual, you know? And so this is what we need to do. Now, the ritual that we have set up for society is that when you get up, you type in what you're going to do for the day. We suggest that you type in 10 to 15 things a day. Now, some of you use the typewriter all day, so it's not that important that you type this stuff up. But those that don't use the typewriter, those sometimes don't even cut the laptop on to keep your typing up, to keep practicing on the typewriter, on the keyboard, you know, because you can type stuff in faster or don't get to the point that you can talk stuff in the keyboard typing for you. But when you're typing, that ambidextral movement, it's a mental thing too, you know? And so typing helps you mentally, you know? So that's why I suggest you do some typing every morning when you're making up your what you're going to do for the day. That becomes a ritual, see what I'm saying? So the ritual that we suggest is that you type up a daily schedule, what you're going to do for the day, right? Make sure that you put 10 things on your schedule, right? You recite the opening ritual. This is the ritual that we go through. You recite your opening ritual 10 times as I walk the path of being honest and good. I will keep my mind focused on what you want to show. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light. I will get what I want. You do this, you repeat this 10 times. And then you go right into singing a national anthem, okay? After you sing the national anthem, then you exercise, right? As you get your exercise in, then you play some type of game, whether it be chess, type of board game, you know, whether it be chess or something that you have to really do a lot of thinking about, you know, something that you can measure. See what I'm saying? Where your mind is on a day-to-day basis. I use chess. I have a computerized chess game. It goes from level 1 to 8. Up to a rating of 2,500 rating, 1 to 8. So what I do, I start off on the highest number every day. Now, some days I can win the highest number, some days I can't. it lets me know what days I really should be doing a whole lot of planning when I should just be focused on what I've already planned, you know? So it gives me a gauge of where my mind is, how my brain is working, you know, like that. And this is what we do as part of the rituals. And so this is what I do every day, you know? And and it works because now the ritual, right, the opening ritual, as I walk the path of being honest and good, there's a vibratory frequency. That's a thought process. You're being honest and good. Do you understand? And this is getting ingrained in you as you do these rituals 10 times every day, right? Keep my mind focused on what you show. That's another frequency. You see what I'm saying? This thought process takes you into a certain frequency. To read what you sow, that's science. See, that keeps you into a science mindset that when you do something, that there's going to be consequences for it, you know? So you have to be mindful of what you're doing because it's going to come back to you. You do what's going on? So I'm just breaking this stuff down so that you have a pretty good idea of what's going on with you with the rituals, okay? And then it says, by doing this, I will be walking the path of the enlightened. You know what I'm saying? So it automatically lifts your mindset. You see, you're stroking your mind to uplift itself. Okay? Well, you're not stroking your mind, but you're stroking your brain. You know, you're stroking your brain to uplift itself to the higher ideals and how you're thinking on a day-to-day basis. See? And I will get what I want. You know, you have to, that's another thought, that's another frequency. What do I want? See, this takes you on a journey towards what you want. And you're going to do it by being honest and good, okay? You're going to be doing it in a scientific methodology, knowing that what you do is going to create consequences coming back to you. You know what I'm saying? And you're enlightening, you're becoming a being of higher thought. See, all this is what's in your daily ritual, okay? That's why we do this 10 times every morning. We do this 10 times every morning. Now, after you do your daily ritual, then we sing the national anthem. Now, the national anthem is designed for the same purpose, to bring you this thought process, this frequency within the national anthem, you know? The age of freedom has come. So what is freedom? And how do I be free? What do I have to do to get free? It's something that has to be won, okay? Until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be, okay? Which means you have to work for it. It ain't going to just come to you. You have to work for it. See, all these are thought processes pushing you towards the goal that you set for yourself. And you can accomplish these goals. These rituals bring you into vibratory frequency that will help you capture these goals. Now, if you got my CDs and tapes, I got my CDs and the music on meditation, you will know how to meditate where you can use the energy that's in you to work or to protect yourself. You understand? This is on CDs and tapes that you get once you get your package, and you'll be able to do that. Now, the whole thing is designed unilaterally. All of the teachers are combined to do one thing, to bring the five tribes together in harmony. That's what all the people are designed to do, to bring the five tribes together in harmony, okay? And and that's not easy. You know, you look at what's going on with the Republicans and the Democrats. There's a war going on. White folks, okay, there's plenty of white folks who feel as though they need to run the country. They want to be in charge. They took this country from the indigenous people, and they don't want to give it back. They don't want the indigenous people to gain any type of control back over their land. And that's what's going on. So there's a fight going on. Do we allow them to take control? Because, you know, the Europeans have always been a minority here. They're still a minority here. They've been a minority here when they got here, and they're a minority there. they know they're a minority. So they're, what they're actually doing is suppressing the majority vote. That's what they're doing, you know? And when they put these little fake numbers out there about what's going on, you know, I mean, when you're talking about melanated people and non-melanated people, this area is a melanated area, okay? When it got here, it was a melanated area, and it's still going to be a melanated area. This is why they're blocking some little countries from voting. Certain places that are under the United States control, they don't have the right to vote for president. Even though they're in the military and all that, they still don't have the right to vote for the president. So what did they say when they didn't have the right to vote? Taxation without representation is tyranny. That's what they say. See what I'm saying? But they put you under that tyranny. See, they put you under that tyranny. But they didn't want the tyranny for themselves. So I'm just saying, you got to wake up and start smelling the coffee. Now, you have, thanks to President Hansen and them, not George Washington. I don't give them guys credit for nothing, but they're thieves. Thanks to President Hansen and them, the ones that set up the Continental Congress, that George Washington and them did a military coup and stole the government, okay? This was supposed to be a paradox. Everybody was supposed to be working together. That's why when Britain dumped all those people here off the empty day jails and sent all the people here, they didn't attack the people, kill the people. They embraced them, showed them how to grow corn, showed them how to live, everything. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't a hostile environment, period. That's what was going on when they set up the Continental Congress. It wasn't a hostile environment. Everybody was working together. All five tribes was working together. And that's how this whole thing is supposed to go. And once George Washington and them did the little military coup and stole everything, they didn't mind the five tribes working together as long as they were the masters. You know what I'm saying? As long as they were the masters and they wanted to keep themselves in a position of being master, you know? But the greatest thing that you can do is master yourself, not being master with somebody else, all right? So after the Civil War, we had 90 years. We've been under white mob rule for 90 years. That's what's going on. And that little incident in Washington is showing you how desperate they are because they have lost power. They don't have the power that they have to keep the people suppressed. And right now they pass bills. About 48 states are trying to pass laws and bills to suppress the majority vote. Melanated people are not the minority. This is why when we show up before at those polls, you know what I mean? Whatever we're coming out to do, it works. And we're not coming out to in a hospital hostility for inequality. We're coming out for equality. We're coming out so that people can live in this country, you know, comfortably without going through the madness that they've been going through for the last 90 years. And that's beginning to change, you know. They're putting laws on the books to keep the idiots from just doing whatever they want to do, you know. It gets a little tricky. So, but anyhow, the biggest problem that we're having in the black community is that they're attacking our leaders. They're shutting down the leaders so that we can't go from generation to generation and make the progress because they keep attacking our leaders. Find something. They committed some kind of sex crime or something. They found something on them. If they can't find them, they'll make something. Like they'll be garbage. They just made up something on garbage. You know what I mean? And kick them out of the country. So... So this society that we have right now is a non-leadership-based society, all right? Now, I'm here to entertain questions, so if you have any questions, remember, just press 1 on the dial, and I'll notice you have a question, and I'll answer your questions, okay? Excuse me. Getting up 4 o'clock in the morning around this time of day. It's a little rough for me. Now, I was, last week, I was drinking coffee on Sunday and Monday. But last week, I decided not to drink the coffee, not to have the caffeine. And it actually been working better. It took me 3 days to come out from under the influence of the caffeine. But as I play my board games now, without being under the influence of the caffeine, the highest setting on the board, I win. You know, I'm not losing, I'm winning. So, because with the caffeine, your brain be a little tired, you know, because it hypes you up to a point, and you have to literally keep it going for your brain to function at that certain level. But without the caffeine, you can hype your brain up, and it'll stay at that level without no artificial inducement. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. You know, so now where we at now is the why do we need a leaderless society? Now, leaderless society is very important. We're talking about society. Like I said, I'm open for questions. Anybody got any questions or stuff? You know, just jump in. Oh, press one, and you'll be able to. I'll be able to. And I know you have a question or something. I'll go switch to your mic. All right. Now, okay. Now, leaderless society. Now, we've set this society up so that nobody has a target on their back. There will be no Malcolm X's, no Marcus Garvey's. There will be no great leaders running around here demanding your attention. That's not going to happen, all right? The individuals themselves, you have to learn how to lead yourself. You're trying to accomplish something, you're trying to go someplace, you have to learn how to lead yourself. If you lead yourself, see what I'm saying, you have a much better chance of getting there because you're not dependent on nobody else to achieve your goal for you, all right? Now, one thing about a leaderless society is that there's nobody to target. Because there's only one person with a target on their back that they come after, all right? And once society is up and running, now what we decide to do is they've been kicking the invisible God gang on us for a long time. We decided to, we want to play the game too, but we're playing the game to our advantage. Our leader, the only leader that we have, is Jesus the Christ. And if people want to talk to the leader, that's who they got to go talk to. Okay? Now, if we're doing something and we're trying to represent things in the community, well, we have different parts of the society set up to handle certain things. Uh-huh. And we have people that didn't talk to about that. Well, if they want to talk to the person in charge of the organization, they got to talk to Jesus. Now, wait a minute. They're getting a little sad. They're talking to Jesus all the time. They're going to one of the churches. Well, God told me this, and Jesus is that, and Jesus is that. Well, they're talking to Jesus. So how come to be, you know, when we get set up, you want to talk to our leader? You want to talk to them? Yeah, you can talk to Jesus again. Well, that's for another day. I want you to be talking about that today, but the conversation just flows into that, you know. So right now, where we at here? Oh, and now the question that's on the board is what's the difference between this society and anarchists? Well, anarchists, they're saying without government, all right? They vilify the anarchists. They like the bad thing. But they're not a bad group. You know, we spend any time with them, okay? They're not a bad group at all. Now, the next thing is anarchists deal with a lack of government. That's not what we deal with. We have strong government, but we function from the rule of law. The rules that we make up become law, and we follow those rules. And when we get together, we not get together to vote on presidents, vice presidents, and all that, because we don't want to make nobody the target. We get together to vote on the rules and what we're going to do in the society, okay? Now, this is not a get-rich-quick society, so if you're thinking that you're going to jump in here and get paid and make all that kind of money, it don't work that way. The society's main goal is to get you information so you can learn. They need to wake you up, Right now, we're in the matrix sleep, you know, thinking that we're doing something and we ain't doing nothing, you know. Children are still getting shot down the street. They're still redlining the district. They're still blocking us access to the news, media for commercials, for our business and all that, you know what I mean? And they're doing little things to redline the black farmers so that they've been losing their land and stuff. I mean, Biden is addressing some of those issues, and Kamala Harris, they're addressing some of these issues that's been going on, you know. So they're going back to the mindset of thought process on what the original intent of the founding fathers was. I want President Hanson. When I say founding fathers, I'm not talking about George and the boys. I'm talking about these were slave owners, you know. And they didn't write and set this stuff up. They just stole it like they've been doing everything. The dog-eat-dog mindset. They want something. You don't have the power to hold on to it. They come in and they just take it, you know. That's what thieves do. They see something they want, and they just take it, you know. And that's what they did when they came in for the lead. They just took it, all right. Thieves, that's what thieves do, all right. You know, like some of the comedians say, well, there's a nice little Mercedes-Benz out there. I think I'll go discover it, okay. Just take somebody's stuff and just steal it, claim it for your own. That's what they've been doing, you know. they call it, look what I discovered, all right? So we dealing with that thought process. This is why we have the ritual that we suggest that all the members do, especially in the church portion. The ritual is very important because that ritual brings you to a certain frequency to demand certain things of yourself and the society around you, right? And so that's what's going on right now. So there is a lot that we have to deal with. There's a lot we have to come up with. But right now, those of you who have your packages, I was actually looking for some type of questions and answers from you today. But you're not chiming in, so it's okay. You're not opening up. You're not pressing one to ask some questions. I'm sure they got some questions in the book because I wrote the book, and I know some things in there that get a little confusing sometimes that you might need to that we might need to address. You know, well, the COVID-19 thing is almost over, so we'll be able to have personal meetings and we can get together, sit down, and talk, go through some things. You know, that's what I might. All right, well. Basically, I'm giving you all the information that that I wanted to give you for this hour, right? I just wanted to empower you with the thought that the vote that you have, the fact that you have a vote is very important. Well, let's talk about how the society. The society is set up as a trust, all right? And the people that are joining, they become trustees. All trustees have a right to vote because voting is how we decide what we're going to do rule-wise. What rules we're going to make up, what kind of rules we're going to have, that's what the vote is for, okay? We want you to understand exactly what's going on. Excuse me, hold on for a second. I'm kind of wiped out here a little bit. Okay. The voting is very important. I want you to know this is a trust and you're trustees. Now, the benefit of the trust, the purpose of the trust is to make money to secure the beneficiaries. The beneficiaries are the children, right? So if you have children, the trust is the best place to be. And how do we make this money? Now, the trust is engaged in real estate. And by selling real estate, doing things like that there, and then the people who have businesses, that the trust will fall in line to help support whatever businesses that trust members are involved in, okay? And that's what we're doing. That's what's going on right now, you know? Now, I might have to cut this short just a little bit. We got about 20 more minutes left, but there's some things coming up here that I might have to address. That's one of the things about being on the air every day, you know? And so this is my goal, to be here every day so that you don't have to, some days they just, I can't get on the air. And some days the texts don't go out. I don't know if everybody got the text today. Some days the texts don't go out. So we need, so I don't know, some days the texts don't go out. So by me being on the air every day, you know, there's no guesswork about it. Are you going to be on the air? People text me. Are you going to be on the air today? You're going to be teaching today, you know? There's no doubt that I'll be on the air every day, you know? And if you call in and I'm not on the air, it's because I can't get on. That's a big brother player main thing here, you know? So we're getting back to being a trustee, having the power to vote. It's all about the beneficiaries, it's about the children. Our children need better. Our children need more. Our children need access, all right? And the government is set up so that they keep the middle class, mostly European, mostly white. This is what they're doing. And by controlling the middle class, they're able to control the money that goes in people's pockets, all right? And they're able to control who can make college money, who can go to college, who can't go to college. And once you get out of college, it depends on what's going on, whether you have access to the different companies and businesses, to work, to get a job and all that, you know. It gets a little tricky, but they have a pretty good methodology so that the white folks feel comfortable that they're doing pretty good. And if you're doing pretty good, yes, it's something you built. You really ain't trying to fix it, and that's what's going on right now. The melanated people, right, who are the original owners of the land, are fighting to get back some control from the ones that came in and stole the land. I'm just telling you like it is. People that came and stole the land, right? Let me put this a different way, you know? They stole the system that the blacks have set up to make this a paradise. And they've been manipulating the system ever since to make sure that they have greater access to everything than everybody else. If you have a business, you need access to the media to promote your business. And if you're not getting that proper access, it's probably for money or whatever. Because I know when I had the club and I wanted to do a commercial, it went $25,000 for a light bulb, little 30-second commercial. I'm saying, you got that kind of money, you know what I mean? Put $25,000 for a 30-second commercial. I had to do other things, you know. That was TV. I started doing TV. I had to do radio and stuff like that there. But now they have ways to give their people access, the corporations of access to the airwaves without it costing them that much darn money, you know? You know, we get into the politics, that's something different because they're relying on you to pay for the airtime. All right? And that's what's going on out there. So we have to be mindful of, you know, what's going on and what we're doing. Okay? Now, the things have came up, so I'm going to have to cut this short just a little bit. Those that are online, I want to thank you for being online. And those who are downloading this from other places, I appreciate you chiming in and let me know that you're here. And I'm a little beat up today. So tomorrow, we'll do a little better. And then I need your participation. I need you to ask questions. I need you to call in. Let me know what's going on, you know. Let me know how you feel about this. Let me know how I feel about that. Let me engage what's going on, okay? And with that, what I'm going to do, we're going to check out a little earlier today. So with that, I'm going to I'm going to close out. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universe law or root yourself. All energy went out for divine purpose and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have are eagerly embraces return. So let it be written, so let it be done. So much love, everyone. And we will chit-chat some more tomorrow, okay? Much love.